Johnson. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow along with Luke Mathers. And the continuing saga that is a Wisconsin homeowner. I'm basically just trying to do my part to educate young Mr. Mathers on what he is facing as he engages in the adulting ritual of owning property. I have to say that it did not start for us until age 30 is when we bought our first house. Well, when we bought the only house we've had here in Chippewa Falls on beautiful Lake Wissota. And we were 30 years old at the time. My wife had just turned 30. I was about to turn 31. And here we've been, you know, in the 27 years ever since. When we moved here, our daughters were ages 4 and 6. And we had lived in a couple of different apartment complexes while my wife was going through her education, training, and residency. And so when things would break at the apartment, we would, you know, have to call the rental office. And, you know, how do you talk to, you know, 4 and 6 year olds, you know, when some stranger's going to come in? You just say, well, you know, some men are going to come fix it. And we weren't trying to be sexist then. But every repair tech that we had was a guy. And so they were used to, you know, men coming to fix a leaky pipe or, you know, an electrical issue or what have you. The first time that we had some kind of a problem at the house, once we had our own home and something broke, we still laugh at how the 6-year-old was looking at us, you know, kind of befuddled by some problem. And she said, why don't you call the men? And we said, what do you mean? He said, the men that fix things. And we couldn't disagree. It's like, that's all she's ever seen is you call the men who come fix things. Well, now we are the men who fix things. And so we have engaged in the most recent edition of that with my apologies, this is mostly for Luke's benefit, but if you're watching the video feed, these rather discolored things are the parts of a toilet that is at least 27 years old. And this was the old fill valve. And with the big old, you know, ball at the end of the arm that comes down, you know, it almost looks like something a circus clown would play with. I don't even think toilets have come with that kind of a setup in forever.
Yeah, were you able to find the replacement parts? Because those look a little outdated.
As we're looking at all of the fill valves, we're understanding, you know, none of them have these great big, you know, things that look like an inflatable ball at the end of a long rod. It's much more a one self-contained apparatus now. So we picked one up and so began Pat and Sherry's effort at replacing a fill valve. And I say effort just to give away the end of the story that the toilet is still not in use after too much time that was invested in it last night. Time when I could have been booking an interesting guest so that you wouldn't have to listen to me prattle on. But, you know, as I mentioned last week, having a home means spending 8 to 12 hours doing something that a repair person could get done in 30 minutes at what could be extraordinary expense, but what's your time worth? Our time was worth enough to give this a shot ourselves. And by and large, we were fairly successful. Again, fairly means you still can't use the toilet. So that's kind of like almost, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
I'm just picturing you having to get to the point where you bring the hose in from outside and you use that to fill the tank.
Well, no, we didn't.
Fill valve's not working.
No, we didn't. We did that. And by we, I mean me. My job was to lay down on the floor, get underneath the toilet in order to get, you know, the lock nut and the other, the doohickey thing, get that unscrewed from the bottom of the toilet and remove the old hose and all of the, shall we say, the mess that came along with it. And, you know, again, I want to say this is to fill the toilet tank. So we're not talking any kind of organic material. It's just that over years, you know, of plumbing, it's not, you know, the cleanest of jobs that you're going to do. Anyway, we get it all done. And yet we're finding that the fill valve attaches to the flush valve. And where it's attached to the flush valve, this is where you would, when you push the handle down, the valve lifts up and lets all the water in the tank out, but it's letting the flush valve go up too high. And then it's not coming back down so that the tank will refill. And so that was the thing. We've got it all in. It's installed just fine, but we can't figure out the attachment to the flush valve, which, Luke, I think you figured out what this means, is our next thing is to replace the flush valve, because it's clearly the new fill valve is not attaching to the old flush valve.
The 27-year-old flush valve.
Yes, exactly. So at what point does this then become replacing the toilet itself? I mean, we've come this far, right? Would it have been easier? I don't know. But at some point, Pat and Sherry are going to go get themselves a new flush valve and continue this exercise in marital bonding, this team building exercise that we call home ownership, the plumber's edition. And yet somehow we managed to do this. Luke, I am hoping, guessing, praying that you have a deeper skill set than mine when it comes to these matters.
To plumbing, I don't know, but I was up on the roof. I had to clean out some gutters because I noticed some of the buildup with the rain this weekend. So I was like, all right, I got to get back up there. So I was cleaning out some gutters. And then we've had some road construction done in our neighborhood. So we've got a brand new front of the driveway where it connects to the road. Mm-hmm. But now that makes the rest of my driveway look pretty bad. And there were some weeds and stuff growing in some of the cracks. So I got out the weed whacker and the power washer, and I was doing some upkeep of the driveway and then the path up to the house. So those all look nicer. And then I accidentally sprayed the garage door as well with the power washer. So then rather than just leave one really clean spot, I power washed the entire
garage
door.
Right?
Yep. So I started that project and then saw it through to the end. But that was pretty much no plumbing this weekend, more outdoor, making sure that everything works in the gutters and making the driveway look pretty.
I'm telling you, you mentioned gutters, and I'm almost having PTSD because we had some of the worst luck with our back gutter in a couple of different, either late fall, early winter, where you'd have it freeze, and then you'd have like this heat wave, but then everything would melt, then rain again, and you'd have to go clean out the gutters, but you couldn't because they were pretty much all ice. Or very wet ice. And there's many different ways where gutters can go wrong. We finally put some kind of a gutter helmet type thing on there, and I think the problem has resolved itself, or we just can't see inside the gutter and see what all is happening there. So there could be bigger problems to talk about making this toilet one look rather, you know, flushable by comparison. We'll do one more hour of this. Hopefully get back into some of what's happening in the news rather than what's happening in, you know, us running headlong into going back to calling the men who fix things. We'll be back. You're up north.